This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. On Dynamic banter.
Ryan.
I'm always looking for you, Ryan.
I'm always waiting for you, Ryan.
I'll always be waiting for you, Ryan.
Ryan, I'll always be waiting for you.
Dude, that was a sentence that no girlfriend of mine ever said. Anything that even remotely sounded like, I'll wait for you forever. I'll wait
for you. Dude, I think I had a girl tell me, because I did the whole let's take a break thing.
Yeah.
I did it because it was like the first time in my life that like I was starting to I was a little bit more courageous about what I was capable of as a person. I was starting to get some courage and some confidence, and and that started to attract people finally to me in a way that wasn't like superficial. And yeah. And I was with somebody at the time, and this was in high school, and I was like, oh man, I mean, now I'm in high school. Like, I'm not going to marry this person. I'm having a great time with this person. I don't want to hurt this person.
But you don't want that person to go away.
I didn't want that person to go away, but if they wanted to go away, they could go away. And the last thing you want to do is be in a relationship where someone is like, hey, I'm like not feeling it in this moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. You don't want to hang out with someone who's really into you.
Right. Or is into you.
Who will hang around.
But who will hang around, yeah. And and it's really one of those situations where it's like, again, it's high school. It's like you're so young. There's so many more experiences you should be having with relationships and people and learning and making big mistakes and learning from your big mistakes and all of that. Yeah. And
getting caught jerking off.
Dude, you gotta get caught jerking off. If you don't get caught jerking off, you're in trouble, mister.
Dude, you said something very interesting at the beginning of that about how at certain points in your life when you start figuring out who you are more and acting like who you are, you attract different people to you.
Right.
And there's a drop off of people who liked you because of how you were acting.
Right.
And now there's a new crop of people who like you because of who you are.
Right.
And it's difficult to make that transition, especially when you're like, if one of those people is like a girl you want to date, but you're with the person who you started to be with when you were the old you.
Right.
You know?
Right. Which is a thing that just happens to people as they grow up. Like, hopefully. Because you want
And then as a teenager, it's like, how do you be like, listen, there's nothing really wrong with you. Even in your 20s, there's nothing wrong with you at all. And you liked me for who I was being.
Right, right.
But I'm recently discovering that I'm not that. So how do I not break your heart? Because there's nothing wrong with you.
And not only am I discovering that I'm not that, I'm discovering that there are people who see that right away. Like there are people who like meet me and go, hey, what's up? And then make some kind of joke or say something that makes your brain go, bzz, whoa. And then you say a thing that just comes out of your brain. You just be yourself for some raw, hot moment. And then that
hot sex.
And then that person responds to that raw thing in your brain that came as a result of whatever that person said or did, and then it's just this raw shared moment between two people. And if that happens, like, that's, I think that's what they call, like, love at first sight, or like, there's a bunch of other ways to describe that moment, but I feel like when people say, like, oh man, there were butterflies at that moment, like, I think there's
sporks,
right? Sporks. There's a moment. There's a thing that happens in that moment that makes you go, oh shit. So there are people that will hear what I'm saying and understand what I meant by it when I said it. And then they, not only did they understand it, they also transformed it into their own thing and then threw it back at me with like a joke or some kind of like witty retort. And then you're like, oh fuck, this is someone I could talk to literally every day, all day, yeah, and get to know and be excited about it.
Yeah.
And
that
so
connection is nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And that happened to me, and I had to go to my girlfriend at the time and say that I wanted to take a break because I love what we have and it's cool and unique and it's great. But I'm over here getting attention from someone who is hearing me for the first time, seemingly. And that feels incredible. And I don't think I've ever felt that before. And so that person said, I will wait for you. And that was like crazy.
Yeah.
And then that person ended up becoming my wife and ex-wife.
The new person. Said that they will wait.
No, in creating the we need to take a break situation, because
the first person
the
said
first
that they
person
would wait.
The old girlfriend, the girlfriend said I would wait. Yes.
Right. I totally understand in that story. I completely understand that whole situation
yeah.
by the end of it.
Yeah.
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 And it all makes a lot of sense.
Totally.
And I'm sure that is one of those lessons taught by time.
Yes.
Like when you're in it, dude, it's no one.
Lessons taught by time.
There's a certain group of people who are small. There's a tiny group of people that are like wise beyond their years and have the foresight to see what's happening yeah. while it's happening. But that's almost no one.
Yes, exactly.
And no one's like that from the jump.
No,
there's
certainly
no
not in high school. Yeah. Not in
people
high
who
school.
Learn really well from the first time a situation happened. People who pay attention to like everything that happened around the decisions that they make.
Right.
Usually develop into better decision
yes.
makers
right.
later on.
And those people you can find in high school, those people, the signs of a person like that exist in high school. There are people where you're like, man, like even in high school, you're like, I can't believe you handled that breakup in such a like a adult way. Like,
yeah,
like any other guy would have just started seeing other people. Or any other girl would have just started seeing other people and then just like in the relationship with someone because they someone else caught their attention. But yeah. It's like, yeah, but you know, whatever.
And you didn't put sugar in that guy's gas tank or anything. You're like an adult.
Right. And not only did the person present it as here's the truth, I need time. The other person was like, well, I love you so much or care about you so much that I'll wait for you. Those were like two pretty mature responses for high school students. But I think the I'll wait for you thing could be potentially not a good idea.
I'll wait for you. Is like it all depends on the person
friends.
And how I will the it depends on like how old you are and
yeah.
what kind of person you are
yeah.
so it's fucking different for everyone, but I'll wait for you is essentially saying life is going to keep moving, but I'm going to put the blinders on and I'm going to cut myself off
yeah.
from certain experiences because of I'm going all in on a decision that I've made
right.
And no matter what, even if I meet the kind of person that you're talking about, where we have this fucking instant connection and they're at the fucking grocery store deli, they're cutting my meat.
You know, and sometimes, well, sometimes things happen and it's the perfect time for me to transition into my set. So thank you guys for coming to Dynamic Banter. We'll be right back.
Steve's gonna play this. You ever see Steve play an upright bass with his hands and a grand piano with his feet? Dude, I wouldn't be mad if this was the rest of the show.
Mike, I wear my sunglasses at night so I can. I wear sunglasses when I'm making things sometimes, when I'm sad and I don't want to be, I don't want
to be seen.
To be seen.
Yes.
And, or because the eye floaters in my eyes are too distracting and I need sunglasses to get them out of my fucking face.
Sure. You ever see someone with a floater? Like you're having, maybe pre-COVID times, you're having a conversation with a stranger and you see stuff going on in their eyes.
Wait, I've never.
And you can't.
Wait, what have you seen? Tell me what you've seen.
I was talking to somebody last night and they had extra watery eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Like extra watery.
Like they were about to cry.
Yes, but we were, was totally happy. Totally happy. Having a great time.
We are in a pandemic.
Having a really nice, yeah, that's the worst. If we all get to the stage where we're just crying profusely, but we it doesn't even, like our body is crying, but our mind is pushing through it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think Will Haynes was doing that throughout SourceFed.
Yes. Like, I think you're 100% right.
Will would like be sitting there and like waiting for a table talk to start, and there would just be one tear coming out of his eye, and he'd have like a face like this.
Yes.
And I'd be like, hey, Will, are you okay? And he'd be like, fuck yeah, with a big smile.
Dude,
and I
that
think
boy,
that was his body crying because he couldn't cry.
Fuck, man.
Let's just call him and ask him if that was his body crying.
Let me hear your body cry. Will has shredded himself.
I know, dude. I mean, I'm starting to get worried. We had Philip Molina jacking up. We got Will jacking up. Who's next? Danny? Yeah.
Danny Fernandez?
No, Danny, what's her name? Danny, remember Phil's assistant?
Oh, yeah.
Danny Rosenberg.
That would be fun.
Why
Everybody
not?
Everybody get tracked up.
Why not? Everybody has
Are
to
they
have
they
their...
own a group chat?
Let's find out. But
Are we
anyway.
Not in a jacked group chat?
I just wanted to say that it is right now, we are heading in steadily into one of my favorite seasons of the year, which is Halloween.
Yes, ditto.
And the fall. And my goodness, does the fall fucking bring gentle breeze, the crunchy leaves, the candy corn, the ghoulish decorations, the horror movies.
The candy pumpkins that are always in the jar because everyone eats around them to get to more corn.
I mean, we can't do it this year because I will be going to Target to casually shop for shit during the pandemic is very irresponsible and stupid. But if you're out on a run and you're getting the essentials and there's one of those rubber spiders hanging from a web and it's like
Why does the spider have a dude laugh?
Because who gives a fuck? Because nobody gives a fuck. No one in the company that makes those gives a fuck.
Dude, like, that's what happened. Yeah, there was a board meeting, and somebody on their first day, a kid straight out of like art college, was like, I'm just wondering why the spider jiggles and laughs like a man, like a diabolical man. And they're like, what was your name again? And she's like, Jennifer, I'm out of RISD. I graduated from RISD yesterday. You guys gave me a job. We signed a contract before I graduated. And the dude goes, Jennifer, how about you get the fuck out?
Actually, before Jennifer leaves the room, I'd like to know, if I could, you don't have to answer this. Jennifer, what scares you?
I guess just really crazy things happening.
Yeah.
Really.
Things you don't expect, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now you can get the fuck out. Anyway, so we got the ghost that cries like a child, right?
Jennifer, before you leave, I bet you didn't see that coming, did you?
Is that scary? Is it scarier than unemployment?
Let's bring Jennifer back in. We like to have fun at the Halloween store, Jennifer. Come on back in.
Actually, I got a new pitch here. A ghost that says, you're unemployed!
Everyone in the boardroom? Bunch of pieces of shit.
Halloween's coming, Mike. And
Halloween is coming, and we can't stop it unless there's a pandemic or something.
No, nothing can stop Halloween. Nothing, not a pandemic, the world ending, the apocalypse. I'm telling you, man. You seen those movies where bad shit happens and then like it's Christmas time and then there's like Christmas lights on the rubble and like people have the tree and stuff. Bleh. Like I think Mars Attacks is like that. You don't mind if I swig some hooch while we do this, dude?
Steve is randomly starting a lawnmower he has in his apartment every so often.
I spilled so much cold water on myself. cold water. Oh, I'm just sitting in it now. But
that's good.
I'm stoked about
Bobby Boucher.
I'm stoked about fall. I'm so stoked about fire.
Yeah, fire season. We're round in the corner on that.
Yeah, fire season's almost done. Dude, we're going to start calling it fire season, probably.
It's been called fire. I've only been here 7 years. I know it's called fire season.
I've never heard anyone call it fire season. I've heard it called the summer.
Yeah, when at the end of summer, when everything's like super dry, because we've already been in a drought for I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
And then there's just no rain during the summer at all. And then the fall, the moisture starts to come back in the air a little bit. And sometimes it rains for 1 week. And that's how I end my sentence. That's a little period out of my back end. What's that Paul McCartney song about the fall?
Dude, I just read a thing. This is great. We can keep talking about fall and shit. And also, I want people to know that we are going to do a ton of fucking History Roads today because we've been so backed up on History Roads.
Yes.
We see them come in. I worry that you guys are feeling like we are not. We're like phasing out History Road or something. Let me tell you right now, History Road will never end unless the show ends.
History Road will go on beyond this podcast.
Right. Yes.
Even if me and Steve never talk to each other again.
Right. It'll live beyond our friendship.
There has to be a History Road somewhere in the United States. Steve coughed out a bunch of soot. Dude, not only are we going to do a bunch of History Roads today, but we're also going to, there's this one girl who sent me several Bumble profiles. Bumble, I believe, is the one where the ladies have to talk first and the guys just say, this is my profile. And then the ladies have to initiate the conversation. And I'm fascinated by that. And I really wish that was around when I was a single man. I think I would have done very well at that, but we're going to rate some of these people's tries.
And I'm very excited about it. I'm excited I can't wait. We got a great show for you guys.
We got a great show for you today.
We got a great show.
Point,
for
is
you
the
guys.
Main point.
Watch me play this, Mike.
Like you're playing pinball.
Can you believe I can play the piano with just this?
The penguin was a great penis.
So, dude, check this out. Paul McCartney. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Smash Mouth.
From Smash Mouth. The creator of Smash Mouth, Paul McCartney. I guess there's going to be a documentary coming out soon about the Beatles and John.
We don't know enough about
them. I know there's not enough, but check this out. This is new. Uh-huh. This is exciting. This is new and exciting. John McCartney. No, Paul McCartney is going to, for John Lennon's 80th birthday, which is next month, Paul McCartney is going to release an unreleased Beatles song.
Oh, fuck.
That no one has ever heard.
Because of how problematic it is.
I don't even.
Yeah, there's only like, bad examples.
I was like, I didn't.
Yes, we're both very funny. Mean... We're both comedians. There are only bad examples to that joke. Let's move on.
So I'm going to read the, I'm going to read you a little bit of this article from the Mirror, UK. They say a Beatles song never heard before by the public will be played as part of a new radio series celebrating what would have been John Lennon's 80th birthday next month. And then it says new documentary, John Lennon at 80 on BBC Radio 2. Oh, it's like an audio documentary. That's cool. We'll okay. see his youngest son, Sean, speak to his half-brother, Julian, Paul McCartney, and Elton John about his father and his music. And during their interview, Sir Paul will play, oh, he'll play a segment. That's not okay. You gotta play the whole fucking song.
Yeah.
He'll play a segment.
Well, maybe it's not done.
Oh, yeah, that could be true. He'll play a segment of an unheard Beatles track called Just Fun. What if it was like fun, fun, just fun, it's just fun, 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 it's just fun,
it's just fun.
We're having fun and we're just having fun.
And then Paul's just looking at the camera like,
you know what you've done,
you know what you've done.
What you do
in his first ever radio show about his father, Sean speaks to Sir Paul, who shares his memories of meeting John and how fortunate it was that they bonded and became arguably the world's greatest ever songwriters. Sir Paul, 78, says, I look back on it now like a fan. How lucky was I to meet this strange teddy boy off the bus who played music like I did, and we get together, and boy, we complimented each other.
Also, don't forget, we used to jerk off people to there. Every now and again,
we'd make some coom together. So yeah, turning to their writing partnership in the Fab Four, 44-year-old Sean asks if there were any songs he and John didn't like or if they struck gold from the beginning. Paul replies, there were a few songs that weren't very good, you know, clearly young songwriters
who don't know how to do it.
That's like his voice now. We keep doing young Paul, but he's like,
we've got to a point where we didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did we? We didn't know. There were a few songs that weren't very good.
Then he picks up his guitar and plays an example, an excerpt of a song that they never recorded, a never before heard Lennon McCartney track called Just Fun. He goes on to say, eventually we started to write slightly better songs and then enjoyed the process of learning together so much that it really took off.
There's always, if there's four people in that band, there's always at least one who's like, why don't we play Just Fun anymore?
Oh, Ringo, stop it.
I like Just Fun.
I wish we'd just have fun too.
Hey, Ringo. Get the fuck out.
What scares you, Ringo?
Who has Pete Best's number?
Only the most diehard Beatles fans are aware of the existence of Just Fun, which is believed to have been written in late 1957 or early 1958. Ah, it's their fucking, it's their ripping off blues days.
Kids bullshit.
Days. Yeah. Girls and I Want to Hold Your Hand. It is mentioned briefly in
double
the...
Double check something.
Okay, go ahead. Mike's being robbed. He's got to kick the shit out of some robber. The song is mentioned briefly in the Let It Be movie when Sir Paul recalled writing it with Lennon while playing truant and sang a line of it. Okay. McCartney is also said to have sometimes played the song during sound checks for solo concerts, and a bootleg version of the song from June 2004 exists, but the quality is so poor, the lyrics cannot be deciphered. It is said to have the repeated line, "They say our love was just fun." The song has never been released on anything official by Sir Paul or the Beatles, who have sold over 600 million albums.
Humble bird.
Around the world, and hold the record for the most number one albums in the UK album charts. The Big Parade.
You remember.
On the Radio 2 documentary, Sir Paul and Sean also discussed the Let It Be period. The Beatles broke up soon after the album was recorded in 1970, and Paul says he always thought it was gloomy until he saw some recently discovered footage of the recording sessions and recalls a photo taken by his late wife, Linda, of them both writing during the sessions, saying it reminds him of the strength of his friendship with John.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really nice. Sean also asks about his father's insecurities, with Paul replying that his confidence was a shield, explaining that his wit guarded him from his insecurities. Wow.
Tale as old as time.
Tale as old as time. So yeah, John
Lennon.
That's
everybody's wit.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what wit is.
Yeah. And if you're more witty, it means that you've got a bigger shield.
Yes. Yes. And that, my friends, is History Road.
You know, when Mike and I created Dynamic Banter, we never knew it was going to take off like it did.
All them big fat guys playing the jazz. It's freeform.
Yeah, we played lots of clips on the show. Farts and screaming and come and E.T. saying come. Lots of stuff from... the late.
How much money would
whatever
it?
That guy's name was. I forgot his name. I'm old now, you see.
Let's do some ads really quick, and then should we do the dating app thing, and then we'll do History Roads to close the show
out?
That
sounds great.
Great. Yeah. All right, let's get these ads.
We want to thank you all for listening to the show. Thank you for looking forward to it every week as we look forward to doing it with you. We look forward to doing it with each and every one of you.
We look forward to doing it with you at some point.
We look forward to the day where we can do live.
Guys, Dynamic Banter is brought to you by the following sponsors. Squarespace! Guys, we love Squarespace. Michael Falzone, creator and host of Dynamic Banter, it has a Squarespace, website.
Thank you, Steve. Not only do I have a Squarespace website, but I've had a Squarespace website for a very long time. They've helped me at ungodly hours because of their 24/7 customer service. So that's always the thing that sticks out in my mind. Also, if you need a website, I know a lot of you are artists. If you need a place online to sell your work and to call your own, maybe you want to put videos on a website that shows everyone who wants to see the videos, you should do that on your own website because that's the best place to do
that. Why don't you do it on your own damn website?
Why don't you do it on your own website? And you might be sitting there being like, but if I make one, it's not going to look good. Well, Squarespace has totally, and I know some of you in the audience think as well. If you go to Squarespace, you're automatically working off a beautiful template. So whatever you make, as complicated or as simple as you want, is going to look really, really good. It's going to conform to people's phones and you're going to look professional right out of the box. So it's one less thing you need to worry about. So you can get to the point of why you made your store. You can get to your reason why.
Don't be ridiculous.
That's a great addition to the soundboard. I'd love that.
Don't be ridiculous, Mike. And don't be ridiculous if you think you can make a website anywhere else that will do these things for you and help your friends at Dynamic Banter.
You remember us?
Does he?
I'm beginning to think a lot of those buttons don't have specific sounds attached.
So guys, you know about Squarespace. We talk about it all the time. We talk about Squarespace because Mike loves them. I love them. A lot of people love them. A lot of folks use Squarespace and are very happy. So go to squarespace.com/banter for a free trial on the Squarespace. Check it out. And when you're ready to launch the site, use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You can turn your idea into a website, guys. Showcase your work. Throw some ropes. I think the audience is coming around on that one.
They didn't like it at first.
They didn't like it at first. It's all right. So, guys, why don't you go check it out yourself at squarespace.com/banter. Use offer code BANTER to save 10% off your website purchase, okay? Get out there and try it. Squarespace.com/banter, you goofs. All right, what do we got next?
Great job, Steve.
Thanks, buddy. Great job, Mike.
You're very good at the ad reads.
Thanks, man. And you're great at just like making it obvious. You make it, what you're good at is you make it really organic when you talk about your side of the story. You're the one with the Squarespace website.
That was like the talking version of stuffing.
Guys, MeUndies. We love MeUndies. I'm wearing them right now. I've got my hand in them. And they've been in there since I started today.
My hand has lived in there for 6 months.
Keep my hand in my pants, protecting my most precious valuables.
Did you get one this week?
I got one last week. I got a tie-dye pair.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and they're so cool, man. I love them. Nothing's
Every
better than a nice
in,
fit.
I throw out something. Sorry. We're having a Zoom situation. Go, you talk.
I mean, look, the truth is that MeUndies is so good that we want to just talk about it. We'll talk over each other because we love MeUndies, and it's exciting. And here's the thing, guys. We saw... Mike texted me because he said he saw a leaf fall onto the ground yesterday. And you know what that means? Fall is here!
You know every year when you get that text from Mike. you get that to the ground, that is that special time of year.
That's right. If Mike texts you fall is here, that means three more months of summer. Guys, it's time to get your booties ready for the spookiest time of the year with the softest undies to grace your big bottoms, your stinky bottom parts. You smelly boy and girl. You're a smelly girl down there.
Aren't you boys? A lot of you boys are smelly girls down there, aren't you?
Aren't you a smelly girl down there, aren't you, boy? I hate this. I wish we could go back in time.
It's been...
All right, guys. MeUndies knows exactly how to celebrate a season with the coolest prints and colors for stinky boys and the softest undies known to man or woman. They want you to be comfortable to express yourself. Excuse me. Jesus Christ. Am I the one working here?
Sounds like this would be playing in the Keebler Elf Factory. Oh, different.
Excuse me?
Pardon the interruption.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're back. We're back, guys. Sorry. I got a little thrown off by the lyrics.
Steve, you were talking about MeUndies?
Yes, I know. I know what I was talking about, Mike. And I love MeUndies. I love them during every holiday. I love when you have fun prints on your undies to celebrate the spookiest time of the year. And they're, guys, their undies grow on trees. No, no. We're serious. They're made from irresistibly soft, natural fibers. Sourced from beechwood trees, from Dazeem trees, and you know what natural fibers mean. It means that their micromodal is not only super soft. But breathable and tight. I'm sorry, light and impossibly cozy. That's some serious comfort, guys. Everything MeUndies does is to help you feel truly comfortable. This is madness. Why is there Christmas music? We've lost our minds. We're just here to create a little confusion for you and your family. So everything MeUndies does is to help you feel truly comfortable, guys, from head to toe, from outside to in, where my hand is inside of my MeUndies. And you never run out of MeUndies with the MeUndies membership, a subscription that sends new pairs right to your door. That's right. You can get them right to your door.
That's the truck.
That's the truck.
Delivery truck.
You'll hear it. We're here. Plus, you get site-wide savings and exclusive sales. So keep your eyes peeled for their spooky, cool Halloween prints. I'm very excited about it. I'm not even joking. I really love their designs and their prints, and it feels so good on my body, even when I'm a stinky boy. And it's a no-brainer, guys, because there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't believe what Mike and I have been saying about how comfortable these unders are, then why don't you blow it out your ass and do the 100% satisfaction guarantee? And if you don't like it, get out of here. We don't want you in the club. So to get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Void where prohibited shipping and handling. I don't know what that means. I don't know. I've never known what void where prohibited means.
We're not allowed to do this contest. This contest doesn't count. So don't be bringing your Monopoly, your McDonald's Monopoly pieces to they're not a McDonald's.
And good luck, Samantha. Okay, shit. last ad, guys, and then we can get right back into the show. Let's talk about Quip. Quip is a wonderful machine that I allow willingly into my mouth and near my orifice and my most important tube.
I put Quip on a daily basis up against every one of my favorite teeth.
Sorry, I had to get my motor running while you're talking about Quip. What if that's how people said that they were, like, in an audience? Know how they go, like,
they agree with you.
They go, yeah. Guys, these are the sounds you want to hear in an ad for toothbrushes. Here's the deal. Quip is a wonderful company. I got their new Quip Bluetooth brush. Bluetooth toothbrush. Bluetooth tooth. I'll tell you what. I really love it. It's like gamified teeth brushing. Because you connect it to your phone and there's an app and you earn points for how often you brush and how long you brush for. And those points can be used to purchase things on the Quip site, like new brush heads and like cool stuff, guys.
Flossers and what have you. Toothpastes. Plane tickets.
I don't know about that one, but I'll tell you. Oh. When was the last time you got rewarded for brushing your teeth?
Maybe
in the netherworld.
We got rewarded by keeping our teeth, but now we could do so much more.
Right. You've been rewarded for keeping your teeth secure during this time. And now we will reward you with Quip, free products, gift cards, and more. And the smart technology in this dang thing is pretty cool. And it's just an app that you download on. It's just an app you download in the App Store. Quip.
It's very simple.
It's so simple. It's the Quip app. And then you just connect your dang toothbrush to it. You've heard us talk about Quip a million times, guys.
You know what it is.
Okay.
We're not telling anyone about Quip for the first time. That's how much we believe in it.
No, we're not.
It's the most expensive thing I put in my mouth on a daily basis. It's kept my teeth clean and pristine. And that's knock on wood. And now, because everything needs to be gamified or people won't be motivated to do it, they've gamified brushing your mouth.
Yeah.
So there's a game, and not only is the reward of the game better overall health for you, because your mouth health is so important to the rest of the health of your body, but now you can make extended mouth health an even more realistic future for you, because you're going to play this game, you're going to have fun, and you're going to be rewarded with stuff to keeping your mouth clean.
Yeah. And
life whole.
And if you've got kids in your life, and you got a hard time getting them brushing.
Great example.
Gamifying their brushes and the brush points and the tips and tricks and the tracking, you know, can come with its own rewards for your kids, and that's always fun. I had to be bribed with games when I was a kid. Woo! Oi, oi, Captain! Guys, so here's the deal. If you already have Quip, a Quip subscription, you can upgrade it, or you already have the brush, you can upgrade it with a smart motor and keep the features you know and love with those sensitive sonic vibrations, the 2-minute timer, and 30-second pulses for the guided cleaning. Really helps you stay on track. Ooh, it hasn't pulsed yet. I'm not done in this area. Let me stick around. Ooh, still hasn't gone yet. It means I'm not good enough cleaning the area. Ooh, there's the pulses. Time to come to this side now. Now I'm going to stick around. It's very helpful stuff, guys. Trust me. All right. And just over 5 million mouths use Quip, guys, and save hundreds compared to other Bluetooth brushes. So get your dang Quip smart brush for just $45, guys. And you can start getting rewards for your brushing your teeth today. Go to getquip.com/banter right now to get your first refill for free. That's your first refill for free at getquip.com/banter. That's spelled GETQUIP.com/banter. Quip, better oral health made simple and rewarding.
Ah, calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Someone started over when we were ending.
Okay, one more time. This one's my favorite.
All right, Mike, what do you got, man? What's going on with this dating profile thing?
There's a young lady by the name of Rebecca.
Okay.
Who sent me several Bumble profiles.
Okay.
Hi, Mike. My sister and I are huge DB fans. I think she means dynamic banter. And I'm super thankful for all the time and energy you spent into making people laugh every week. Well, thank you for listening, Rebecca and Rebecca's sister. I'm on Bumble. Rebecca. Give me a Rebecca. I am on Bumble. And then she did that emojis with the oys that are like.
Oh, okay. Like I'm sad about it or like, or it's, or it's the eye roll.
I'm on Bumble. Ugh.
Oh, eye roll. Okay. Ugh.
We roll. I have come across some 10 of 10 profiles. They've made me laugh and thought you and Steve would enjoy them too. So these are profiles that she's enjoyed. And let's help her pick a fucking future ex-husband. Dude.
I'd love it.
Little about me. So there's this schmuck, right? Period, no question mark.
Okay.
Let's call him Psych Mike. Loves EDM, health,
swipe left,
fitness, meditation. According to Steve, he's already gone. Wax toker, not a smoker.
Wait, wax toker?
Is
that like extracts or whatever?
Because if you smoke wax, you're smoking vapor, I guess.
Is that better than smoking the flower?
It gets you more.
He's like, oh, smoking? I never touch the stuff. I go for the stuff that gets you way higher.
He's making it a point to be like, I would never put weird shit in my lungs.
Now,
what
give me
I
that
do.
Wax that I melt up and breathe into my lungs.
Yeah. We're on a roller coaster with Psych Mike.
We really are. But I like a good roller coaster ride when you're getting to know someone. I mean,
abstract thinker with this emoji, social drinker with the clinking of the two glasses.
Okay, pretty common, pretty normal.
Gamer, not a flamer. So here he makes a very specific line in the sand where he says he likes games, but he's not a, I guess you would call it. What is the word I'm looking for? What type of word is this? A negative word for a homosexual.
Yeah, because that's what he... So what is he saying? He's not like super gay for video games?
He's making like a sixth grade... Like, I like video games, but I'm not gay is the way that I hear this guy's voice.
Yeah, I hate
like.
This guy.
Yes, 6-pack, 5'9". Thank you for not lying about your... Dude, everyone lies about their height on dating apps, and if you lie and say you're 5'9", you're in a bad spot.
Yeah, but also, like, if you're 5'9", and you're not just saying you're 6 foot, then, like, that's pretty chill. That's chill.
Yeah, that's chill as fuck. Yeah. Which leads us into the next part, 420 blaze it.
Oh, shit. What? But he doesn't smoke?
You name it.
What is he blazing?
Inhales deeply. Maybe he's like, I don't smoke, but I'm fine if you smoke.
Oh,
that's
he's
fine.
Into, he's, well, then you say 420 friendly, not 420 yeah. Blaze it. I'll get it. Someone hammering
They're
the
building
floor.
A new apartment on top of my apartment. inhales deeply. And you, bear with me. You swipe right on him. Oh, so this is a whole...
Oh, it's like, this is me and this is you. That's the whole thing? Yeah, no, we're done.
Yes.
We're done.
Okay, you're out.
I think that's too much effort into a profile description or a bio.
Trying too hard. Trying Dude, my too advice, hard. And it sounds like Steve's advice, would be keep it clever and short.
Right.
You leave the person wanting more, dude. You don't want to read someone's online profile and be like, okay, I know everything I could have ever wanted to know about this person.
Right.
You swipe because you're like, I'd like to find out more about this person.
Right. Here's a good bio just for anybody who might want to use it. How about like, ask me about my toys, and that's it.
Probably like, mine would say a little bit about me. Who ate all the Ritz Bits crackers?
Right.
And then it's a mystery. It's immediately a mystery.
Or like, mine would be like Lego and chill with an exclamation mark.
Lego and chill would be good for you. I like that.
Yeah.
Mine would be, if your car is your whole personality, go fuck yourself. Okay. Yeah. So a little bit about me. This is contestant number two.
If you don't think the spider with the screaming man voice Halloween decoration isn't the funniest thing ever, then get the fuck out of here.
You can get the fuck out, Jennifer.
Get the fuck out, Jennifer.
I work in architecture, semicolon, studied politics and economics. I'm going to stop you right there and say congratulations for your job in architecture, but saying that you studied politics and economics, so did everyone who went to high school.
Unless it's a college thing. And if that's the case, then this could actually be a pretty intelligent person. And I'm into that.
Or a person who's I'm getting very up my own ass.
Okay.
Vibes.
Okay. Okay.
I like sports, European cars, strike three.
Yeah, there's the
literature, urban design, business, animation, coffee, basic, Greek food, kayaking, the violin, classical and rock music, electro swing, and there he goes, and more.
Okay, okay.
You always leave them wanting more.
Okay, listen. Not only did you listed too many things, there didn't need to be more. You didn't need to say there was more. Make that about, it sounds to me like you're trying very hard to impress a specific kind of person. And I think if you're just like, I went to school, studied politics, and I'm an architect, and I play the violin, like, that's all you got to do. Like, I think that you're going to at least get a lot of dates off of that. And then if you can put your money where your mouth is, and like, you're an intelligent person that can carry an intelligent conversation, and you can be funny and cool and make people laugh or whatever, then I think that's a triple threat. And if you can come in with the fucking violin playing a beautiful sonnet or some shit, you're in, dude. Panty dropping.
Let's do this. Let's save these young gentlemen as two older gentlemen who have found love and happiness.
Okay.
Hey, architecture guy, here's what you do. I work in architecture. So if we break up, chances are I'll build a bridge and get over it. And then just put electro swing.
He also will use the word foundation a lot.
Yeah.
When describing relationship issues and his job.
Why don't me and you pour a strong foundation?
House built on a weak foundation. You ever heard that
these
one?
Keep getting longer, huh?
Yeah, we got a lot to do. I got mail here.
All right, real quick. We'll do this one. Hobbies, this guy started off with hobbies.
Yeah, we'll do
include.
Three sounds like, let's do three and then we'll pick the one she should pick out of the three.
Okay, perfect. Hobbies include going to the dog park and picking up other people's dog poo.
Hobby? That's good.
sitting in washing baskets, pretending I'm on a roller coaster.
Love it. Love it.
Making sculptures out of discarded chewing gum and cigarette butts.
Pretty gross, but I get it. You're quirky.
Closing my eyes and pretending it's nighttime.
Okay. Cute.
Teaching jelly beans democracy.
Okay, that's too far. Now you're like,
you ruined it.
You're like, you've got an I'm Pickle Rick shirt and you've got like, you fucking love Family Guy real hard, even still.
Yeah. Yeah, even still.
Yeah. Could have left out the jelly bean thing and I'd be like, this is a cute, fun boy, probably.
Yeah. There's one more really short one. You want that
one?
Yeah,
let's do it.
A sense of a favorite quality I find in a person, a sense of humor, and at the very least, an absolute wagon booty.
That's great. That's
he's
great
my top choice. Yeah, so far.
That honestly, I'd go that guy. I'd go architect. I'd go Pickle Rick. Just like text Pickle Rick. Like talk to Pickle, DM Pickle Rick, and then see if. It goes more than just like quirkiness is my personality. You know?
I feel like I got to read this last one because it's going to change the hierarchy of the choices.
Okay.
A little bit about me. I'm a positive, can-do, optimistic kind of guy. Pretty straightforward, easy playbook to understand. Nothing fancy, just a meat and potatoes kind of guy. Simple blueprint.
Wait, what?
There's nothing special about me. 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 What are you expecting? There's nothing special about me.
I mean, look, some people are like, I want a simple person that I can like control and keep on a leash, and that's what I want.
Listen, baby, if I were math, I would be addition.
Yeah.
I have one choice and it's wagon booty guy.
I think that guy, I
share similar taste with this young man.
Yeah.
Great sense of humor. Nice bear.
No bullshit. And pretty like, not inappropriate. If you talk to this guy and you find out that he's like just a misogynist or something, then it's like, okay, well, you know, if he's gross, then like obviously don't fuck with that guy. But if he's like cheeky and respects women and respects people and you get fun vibes, then totally that's the guy.
Yeah, you can be a respectful guy and openly and outwardly like big butts,
100%.
But it can't be your personality.
Right, right. You can't just be like peach emojis and shit and like and being gross.
Right. Sir Mix-a-Lot already took that personality and, and did as much as you possibly could with
it. Hey, Mike. Uh-oh. What's that? I think it's time for... No, it's gone.
You know what that means.
I think it's time to open some mail. We got some mail, Mike. Are you excited about that?
Yes.
These should count as history roads because these are letters. So let's play the theme real quick. Oh, shit. God damn it. I pressed it way too many times.
How many times did you press it?
Three times.
At least they were quick, rapid fire.
It's been.
Everybody's girlfriend just broke up with them. You gotta listen to
the
show with me
show.
For the first time. Just listen. I love it so much.
I think this is gonna be a wedding invite.
Oh fuck yeah!
I think yeah. Hang on, let me use this thing.
I'll be there and the chicken.
If it's like a Zoom thing, I'll consider it.
if my time permits.
As long as I don't have to wear a suit or something. Yes,
I just want to make a speech in front of your family on Zoom.
I wouldn't do that, but I would love to see Mike do that.
Knowing nothing about the people?
Yeah. Oh, shit. What fell out of this thing?
Hi,
what
I have this? A podcast, and I've been asked to make a speech in front of your whole family.
This is the hardest to open wedding invitation I've ever gotten.
It didn't include the combination.
And it's not a compliment. It's like a fucking escape room.
Keep in mind, your old family members are going to be doing this.
Yeah, exactly. You got like fucking... People are going to destroy this.
You know how old your aunt's old fingers are?
Think about how old your old aunt's fingers are.
Dude, you take the age of your aunt plus two, cut it in half and double it.
Oh, shit. This is Sammy and Sean.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's Sammy and Sean. Together with their families, Sammy and Sean invite you to their wedding November 7th at 4 o'clock. And this is in Frankfort, Illinois.
November 7th. Cutting it kind of close.
Cutting it way close. Maybe they sent this a while ago, though.
when did they... What's it post?
Oh, it says kindly reply by Monday, October 5th.
Fuck. Okay, we'll make a decision.
Yeah, we gotta talk about this. But there's also some more stuff in here. There
better be a plane ticket.
There's...
A plane ticket and an N69 mask.
It looks like there's a... It looks like there's a... There's like a note in here that goes for everybody's invitation, and it says, we're extending our invitation to Sammy and Sean's wedding as expected, while taking into consideration the unusual circumstances surrounding our nation at this time. Excuse me. After much deliberations, prayer, and many conversations, we have decided to not change the wedding date and continue as planned. The safety of our guests is our utmost priority. We're working closely with CD and me to accommodate whatever social distancing rules are in place as of November 7th. It's still unclear how many people will be allowed at the ceremony and reception. Oh, it's unclear how many people will be allowed. So, Mike, we should just go and take up those spots.
I would like to take a spot from your least favorite family members, or maybe a work friend who you don't really want to invite. But you have to be there because she heard you planning it, or he heard you planning it.
I will say this. So someone in this relationship is hoping we don't come.
Yes, someone but it is wants almost us impossible. To
come. Someone doesn't hopes we don't come.
But I've met both of them.
Yeah.
And my first impression would be that it's impossible to figure out which one of them doesn't want us to be here.
But like secretly, like in there's a world where it's exciting and awesome if it happens, because what a story, and it's so stupid. But there's another like secret part of them that's like, but I don't want to leave one of my family members out for these fucking stupid podcast guys. Yeah.
What if I take pictures?
There you go. Dear Mike Falzone and Steve, the other one, if he wishes to join...
The other one.
Is that me?
The other one? That's Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. Well, it's us again. Sammy's chin and Sean's nose. What a hell of a year this has been. With all the ups and downs, political messes, killer bees, riots, fires, two hurricanes simultaneously, Ellen DeGeneres being called out, and many other things, we have been back and forth several times. I love how Ellen DeGeneres being called out was the last thing on the list of terrible things that have happened.
That was the last thing that week. By the time that's how it's postmarked.
If we should continue with our wedding, we've been back and forth about it. Over much thinking, we concluded that during this year of sadness and pure chaos, we still want to be reminded that despite all the negative news and sad stories, there's still love in this world, and it's okay to embrace that love. We want to be a reminder that there is still love, that there is still love in this unsettling world we live in. We still have the good to get us through these troubling times, and we want to make sure we cherish these moments while we're still able to. So we are still having the wedding, just with a much smaller guest list.
That's but what you think.
You both will be happy to know we had to cut out my grandma from the list, but you guys and your beautiful loved ones made the cut. Just kidding, we did not do that. But we did cut down the numbers. You both are still more than welcome to join us in this celebration of love during this crazy shit year. But we understand completely if you decline. We just want you both to know we love you so much. We cannot thank you enough for including us in one of your episodes and keeping so many people happy with your crazy banter and being a shimmer of light during these dark-ass times. Also, I have to thank you both for giving me the song I will now walk down the aisle to. Sammy's chin, Sean's nose. Thank you both from the bottom of our hearts, and we wish you nothing but love and safety during these times. Thank you for making every day a better day. We love you. Love, Sammy Zabrowski.
Sammy Zabrowski.
And Ooh. Sean Gallagher. I think you guys should do at least, I know that it's ridiculous to really think you guys are going to walk down the aisle to that song, but I think you should at least make like a little video that has that song with like a montage of that photo, like on the nose and the chin and all that, and play yeah. that in the reception.
I'd like to say two things.
Okay. Real one. Easy to open this one.
And then maybe that's a lesson. I would like to say, first of all, thank you for the invite. Do really appreciate that. Second of all, three things. First of all, thank you. Second of all, I have a stronger immune system than a lot of people, a lot of older members of your family. So if you do need to cut people off the list, I think that would be a good reason. I'll bring a shield, face shield. Three, very funny bit about you walking down the aisle to that song. And for your family's sake, I hope that doesn't happen. But if I come to your wedding and you don't do that, then no big deal. But
that's gonna
I think, Steve, you agree that that makes you a liar.
Yeah, that makes you a liar. Because you already said
it's in writing.
Right.
And do you want to start your
marriage off with a lie?
Marriage off as a liar. You need to. I'm not saying, part of me hopes that you don't walk down the aisle to that song. And a bigger part of me hopes that you don't start your marriage off as a liar.
Yeah, I really hope you don't remember your wedding as being tainted by a dirty lie.
Which day was our wedding? Huh? I remember it by the day you told that big lie to Mike and Steve. So that is November 7th.
Mike, this one, this one here, I realize, is just for you. Do you okay. want me to read it, or do you want me to hang on to it for you?
Did you already open it?
I opened it, yes.
That's a felony.
I'll see you in court.
You could open it if you'd like.
I've opened it already, and if you'd like, I can read it.
What if it just talks shit about you? And it's like, you got to get the fuck out of that.
Hey, Mike, this podcast is an intervention for Steve. Hi, Mike. My name
if
is.
If it's like personal, maybe you should skim it real quick.
Okay, I'll skim it. I'll stop if it starts to get too personal. Okay. Hi, Mike. My name is Chris. That DM you sent me with your penis was one. Okay, yeah, we'll skip this one. My name is Chris, and about a year and a half ago, I started doing stand-up comedy where I live here in Germany. I've always admired you as a comedian and as someone who does a good job of listening and responding to people, both on and off stage. Yeah, this letter is really too personal. No, I'm kidding.
I've talked over Steve five times in this episode alone.
As I hope that I would among many other influences in my life, you are the person who finally encouraged me to get involved in stand-up, and it's honestly changed my life. Stand-up is getting real big, real fast here in Europe, and I've been lucky enough to travel to several countries to perform and meet so many of my people from all over the world because we all just love jokes. I feel like stand-up is making me a better person, helping me form relationships I wouldn't have before, and overcome a lot of confidence issues I had after a previous bad relationship. And really watching you do it and have so much genuine fun with it and taking your advice to create is what finally got me started on this path that I love. If you're ever able, I'd love to get you on stage here in Germany or France or Luxembourg. I help plan English stand-up events there. Oh, shit, you got a hookup in Europe.
I'll do Luxembourg.
In any case, thanks for being a source of inspiration for me. I hope to be as funny as you at all the right times and as thoughtful and mature as you at all the other times. Two horn honk for you.
How much?
Oops, that's not the button. for,
I found out.
For you. From across the Atlantic, sincerely, Chris Auber at Top Shelf Mayo.
Thank you very much, that's Chris. Very I hope letter. That you're having a great time. It's great to hear that you're having a great time because that's the best. And we share that feeling. And we're slowly getting back to that feeling with outdoor shows and being able to see and get together with other comedians and getting a lee taste of the feeling that you're having right now. I hope that keeps going for you for a long time.
Thank you. Since I had to read that on the show for Mike, now you have to write one about me that Mike has to read. Okay.
Dear Steve, here's the letter you told me to write for you.
You inspired me to be funny, I think.
Thank you for talking to Mike so he didn't have to talk to himself.
Dude, I mean, listen, I'm not feeling too left out now because look at this postcard that came in. This postcard is... It's Big Al from the Bear Country Jamboree. Yeah. From Disneyland and Disney World, and someone wrote a nice little message on there, and it actually says from Disneyland there up top.
That's a very nice postcard.
Dear DB, my grandma died, and all I got was a large box of postcards to send to friends, family, and funny internet strangers. Would love to see Steve do Big Al for Halloween. Ooh, that'd be cool. Not sure about Mike since there are no Italian country bears.
The Sicilian country bears.
Best Kevin Brennan. That's really sweet. And it says, the Country Bear Jamboree in Disneyland's Bear Country, Big Al steals the show from his fellow singing, guitar-picking bears during the Wild Western Hoedown, the Country Bear Jamboree.
Fuck, man. Dude, would he not shred the fuck out of those strings with his razor sharp nails?
It certainly looks like he would, yeah.
Destroys the guitar every time he plays it.
All right, the last box, the last thing we have is a box.
Okay. What's in the box?
And it comes from Michael Carlson.
Okay.
From Minnesota. From what's MN? Is MN Minnesota?
Yeah, I think so.
Minnesota.
What's Montana's MT, I think?
Yeah.
Right?
Or MA.
MN is Connecticut, I believe. I could be wrong.
Oklahoma or Connecticut. Okay, there's a
letter. Do you remember when they did, when the state abbreviations were a capital letter and a lowercase letter?
Yes, I do.
That was fun.
And I'm sick of this new world. Dear Mike and Steve.
How do you just change something like that?
Yeah, how do you do it? Who did that? Dear Mike and Steve, I hope you guys are doing well. I sent some goodies about 3 years ago and wanted to send some more goodies. I hope Owen nice. Still has his copy of The Mask on VHS. Mike and I did some discussions on the interwebs, and I will be gifting him a Brody Stevens baseball card.
Oh, fuck yeah,
but
man.
But also included some newer wrestling cards that I thought would make you guys laugh. On Instagram, I've seen Mike branch out into action figure photography and have some WWE figures that needed a good home. Uh-oh, Mike, remember the, like, have these been inside you talk we had from
are they loose?
The three figures are Vince McMahon circa 1980s.
What? What?
Dwayne the Rock, the action figure Johnson. And Coldest Stone Steve Austin. But this stoned coal is from the WWE Ghostbusters crossover line from last fall.
That's so funny.
I'm so excited to see what Mike's funny and creative brain cooks up for these figures. I've been into photography for a few years, but really got into action figure photography recently. My account is at MC Figtography, F-I-G.
Oh, I've talked to Yeah. I've
on Instagram.
Guy. Sorry, say it again. I talked over the thing.
Oh, no, that's
sorry.
Okay. At MC Figtography, that's Figtography.
Promo banter.
I would say I'm fine at it, but always getting better. You guys rock and make my job so much better. 6 a.m. shifts kind of suck, but I can listen to podcasts for most of my day, and I'm done at 2. Thank you, and God bless you. Bod bless you.
Bod bless
you. Swan, seriously, Michael Carlson. P.S. All typos are not mistakes. This podcast has ruined my vocabulary. My girlfriend hates it, especially when I make up movies or people names. PSS, I flew to see Mike in Chicago last fall, and my whole trip was the best time of my life. Don't tell my girlfriend. And PSSS, haha, looks like the word piss. Yeah.
I like him a lot.
I like it.
All right. What a great night that was.
Let's see what's in here. Okay, so these are cards. It says Cloverfield is a dead franchise, and I hate that. It says, dude, Greg, do not spin. There's cards in here.
That's very nice.
And right
can
here,
I
right here,
ask you something about the, what is that?
He drew a little guy that says, existence is pain.
Okay. All right. That's a good reminder.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
Dude, the Cloverfield Paradox movie.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. I wouldn't have thought twice about it, but somebody said it the other day, and I was like, I would have totally forgotten that that existed if you didn't bring that up. What a bummer that is.
I know.
Dude, the reason why we have this podcast is because we love Cloverfield so much.
Right.
And that movie that they tacked onto that shit was so ass terrible.
It's like they didn't even try. It's like they really wanted to make a cool Cloverfield movie, but they just took a script and made it Cloverfield esque, I guess. I don't know. I was really bummed out about it.
Yeah.
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 Too bad. Okay, so they are loose figures, Mike. But
do they smell like a butt?
But they're in a bag.
Okay.
So here's the I believe, what is that? Is that
it's Vince.
Is that Vince right
there?
Dude,
that's fucking awesome. I wanted that, I think.
Really? Well, there you go. He's got his blue blazer on in there.
Dude, that's so fucking cool.
Yeah, and I don't know what the blue plastic parts are. There's that.
Separators?
And then
but they don't fight?
Here's the... Here's dude, this is the most insane thing I think I've ever seen.
Something goes bump in the night, I'm going to put my foot into its ass.
It's a Ghostbuster wrestler.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Look at a little proton pack.
Dude, you got to take this little proton pack off and put it on other toys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he also has a vest so you can change him out of that dorky Ghostbuster shit.
That's his casual vest.
That's his grocery store vest. All right. Well, I'm going to put these in a box for you where I'll also keep that card.
Thank you very much.
And then do you want me to open these or do you want to wait to open these?
Sure, yeah, take a look at them. All right. I'm sure they're funny.
So it's a card. It's cards, I guess. I don't know. He did say what kind of cards.
Tell me if you have any first impressions about any of these people that you see.
Okay. Oh shit. You've got, so this is another one, but it's bigger.
Holy, I've never seen the full sized one.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shit.
Steve, I'm going to come by and throw this shit off your deck.
Okay. Fuck yeah. This, look at this. This has like, it has tape on it, but I'll take the tape off so we can get in there.
It says do not open, but I'd really like to get a closer look.
It says Anthrax, do not open on it. Okay. So right up top is this guy. It looks like Elvis.
Great Honky Tonk Man. Greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. Wayne Barris is his real name.
Are they all Wade the greatest Barris. Intercontinental champions of all
that
time?
That was his whole thing. That's what he repeated that several thousand times.
So yeah, so there's that, and there's like a fun thing there. This looks like a sex position.
Yes, the Swiss sex position.
Who are these boys here?
Cesaro. And I don't know who he's doing sex to.
This looks like they just took a picture of one of the security guards there and then put him on the card.
that's the big boss man. And they have absolutely photoshopped out the Confederate flag that was on his sleeve. Absolutely.
Oh, no.
Because it made it to the action figure in 1992.
Is this dad dog? Who's this?
That is, dude, somebody came up with a great alternate name for him the other day. But that's the road dog, Jesse James. He was a very funny wrestling character. Godfather used to bring prostitutes to the ring, now owns a strip club in Las Vegas.
Wait, for real?
Yes. Rikishi, who danced around.
Is he a good boy?
Who did something for The Rock once, did a favor for The Rock.
Wow, look at this, dude.
Oh yeah, Macho Man's wedding after they were divorced, I believe.
this is the fake wedding after their real divorce.
That was their working wedding, you would call it.
Oh man. Is it like believable that they're like getting married and they're happy?
To wrestling
like,
fans?
Like yeah, like are they doing well? Like are they acting well or can you tell they're upset at each other?
Well, to wrestling fans, that's the only like man-woman combination they've ever seen in love.
That's a lot of people's first love story.
So like if you're little boy 13-year-old mind, you're like, "Well, they get along really well, so they have to be married on TV." Right. I've never seen them be married.
But when you look back at it now, does it feel like it's like,
well,
whoa.
It's just a goofy cartoon show.
Oh yeah. So they're not showing that they're upset or anything at each other. They're being professionals.
No, not unless there's an angle where they can get a match out of and make money out of the fact that they're breaking up.
Yeah. Yeah. Like paparazzi.
Come. Paparazzi come is right.
All right. Well,
my favorite No Doubt song.
So should we, I guess we should go. It's one, we've done an hour and 20 minutes. This is a long episode.
Okay. I had a great time.
I had a great time too. We'll say goodbye, but we'll get to a bunch of email history roads on the next episode. Yes. And I'm really excited about the fall holiday Halloween season. And stay tuned for a big announcement from Mike and I about some upcoming exciting things.
Also, I said that the Halloween t-shirts were going to be up for pre-sale last week, and that was a mistake on my part, and that's a oops, and they'll be up by the time this episode goes up, so sorry about that. I deserve the music, and I'm sorry.
Is this your make good?
That's my, yes, you've just taken part in my make good.
Well, we really appreciate you guys, and thank you for listening to the show and sharing it with your loved ones. However forcibly you may have to because of how ridiculous the show is. Yes. But if you want to keep sharing with us your loved ones' reactions, someone sent me one, but I didn't quite understand what was being said, and the man looked uncomfortable.
What?
I found, like, some girl sent me her boyfriend's reaction to dynamic banter, and it's like I can't quite understand what his reaction is, and he's just kind of like embarrassed to be on camera, I think.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah, it seemed uncomfortable, so it wasn't. I enjoyed it, and I thank you for sharing that with me. But I didn't think it was like shareable on the show because it just seemed kind of like there wasn't like
invasive.
A proper reaction.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But yeah, if you want to keep trying to get your significant others to listen to the show and then send us their reaction or their review of the show. Mm-hmm. We'd love to keep doing that because that's fun. Yeah.
Also, I'd like to add, obviously, we're in shitty times. We're all in them together. We're all in the shitty times together. I want to say keep your head up and keep being a fucking shining example of what a good person is. Keep being the type of person that makes it easier and not more difficult for other people to be around you and be in the world, and keep doing your best.
That's beautiful, Mike. Thank you for that. And ditto, 100%. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening to the show. We'll love you. We'll see you next time. One more time on the song, huh? I thought that was the end.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.